The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, Lord.
God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, so that everyone who believes in him might not perish, but might have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world might be saved through him. Whoever believes in him will not be condemned. Whoever does not believe has already been condemned, because he has not believed in the name of the only Son of God. The Gospel of the Lord. Study theology, the topic of Blessed Trinity is the most difficult topic to understand. As theology is difficult, one God, three persons. But the real meaning of Blessed Trinity is something practical. Jesus on earth, he didn't say much about Blessed Trinity. Only the last period that he said, asked his disciples, go into the world and baptize them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. I think this is one of the rare times he makes the three names together. Usually, when he prayed, he said, Father, your will be done for me. It's always related to the Father. At the end, he said, I will go, but I will send my Spirit to help you to understand what you did not understand. The Holy Spirit will give you light. And this only simple things, the relationship of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, Jesus didn't speak much about it. But most important, Jesus practiced it. Practice charity. You know why? Because the Blessed Trinity, it's a perfect symbol of love. Love is relationship. Father and Son is related. The love of the Father and Son is the Holy Spirit. Where there is mutual love, there is peace. There is God. That's why Jesus says, when two or three are united in my name, that means love one another, I will be in your midst. Not only Jesus, the whole Blessed Trinity with us. That's why when we live this real charity, unconditional love with one another, that's the way Jesus lived on earth. He never said, you have to do, but he practiced it and let us see. He loved us so much that he's died on the cross for our sake. Even though we are not good enough, he still loves us. That's why he asks us to love one another as he loves us. That means unconditional. That means always being the first one to love. And that's the life of Blessed Trinity. So it's not abstract. It's simple. At this moment, you can practice the Blessed Trinity. When I speak, you listen with heart. I speak with heart. That's mutual love. When there's mutual love, and there's the presence of the Holy Spirit, because it's love. Love is God. So whenever there is love, in the family, the work, in the place where you work, whenever there is the kind of mutuality of sharing, giving, unconditional, all these things help us to live the Blessed Trinity. So don't worry about the theology, about how to explain. It's not essential. More essential is you live every moment in the will of God the Father. This is the important is that to share what you have for one another. You are living not only on yourself. We are one body. When we are baptized in the life of Christ, that's what Paul says. Today is not that I live, but Christ lives in me. And that's always the same theory. Love, mutual love, love unconditional, love always being the first one to share. So let's pray for one another, so that let the Blessed Trinity be really not a theory, not a name, but really it's a life. Blessed Trinity is life. That's why we are made in His image. Image of the Blessed Trinity. Where there is love, there is the peace in you. The Holy Spirit will enlighten you. So don't worry, you understand to what extent. It's not important. Important, you still have the heart warm towards one another.